and go to work now. Except online. Watch every TV show.
We'll get into your personal issues in a moment. First,
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Just reading something new from the Storm Prediction Center. They're watching portions of southwest and central Alabama for a possible weather watch. So they're not issuing a weather watch at this time, but there are some warnings in southwest Alabama, several counties under warnings already, as far east now as Wilcox County. Our showers and thunderstorms are likely today. Some of you are already getting rained on. The greatest threat of the stronger storms, especially from mid-morning through the early afternoon hours, let's say 10 to 1 for a lot of us listening to this broadcast, all right? Don't take that to the bank, but that's a good time window, I would think. Some possibly severe with damaging wind gusts, risk of tornadoes. Breezy, much cooler tonight, low 46. Today's high, by the way, will be 77. Then upper 60s to near 70 as the sun is out tomorrow, but it's a breezy day. What a big change after the 80s for 8 days in a row. We'll be in the mid-40s by dawn on Thursday morning, the chilliest morning we've had in a while, but that's actually close to normal. And then back well into the 70s on Friday and Saturday, risk of a few showers over the upcoming weekend. Right now this morning, well, I haven't checked. I'm about to check for you here. Get the latest from the airport. Last time we looked, it was 62. We're at 64 now at Montgomery Regional Airport at 804.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
See, Bessemer just gusted to 45 miles per hour at their airport. Hey, I'll tell you who's still open. Plumbing by Luke Wire is still ready to take care of your River Region plumbing needs. I mean, you know, plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. Plumbing problems don't go away during a crisis like this. All of their techs at Plumbing by Luke Wire are taking the highest care possible to keep your family safe when it comes to your home, when they come to your home. Their employees are healthy. They're not running a temperature when they arrive at your home, all right? And Plumbing by Luke Wire understands that plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem, so they're ready to take care of your situation 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They never charge overtime. They do ask that if anyone in your family has experienced any illness, let them know, let the dispatcher know when you call in, will you? That way, when they send their technicians to your house, they can take necessary precautions, using gloves, hand sanitizers as precautions to keep everybody safe. At Plumbing by Luke Wire, they're ready to serve you now. 264-9666 or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Their Alabama certification number is 84417.
Thank you, Rich. At 805, let's get your local news.
From Alabama.
Service in Birmingham has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Chilton County, Shelby County, northeastern Bibb County, southeastern Jefferson County until 8:45 a.m. Central Daylight Time. At 8:04 a.m. Central Daylight Time, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from Adamsville to near Yolene, moving east at 65 miles per hour. Hazard, 60 miles per hour wind gusts. Source, radar indicated. Impact, expect damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted include Birmingham, Hoover, Vestavia Hills, Alabaster, Bessemer, Homewood, Pelham, Mountain Brook, Trussville, Helena, Irondale, Leeds, Moody, Calera, Chelsea, Fultondale, Montevallo, Columbiana, Jemison, and Wilsonville. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 8:45 a.m. Central Daylight Time for the following county, Chilton, Alabama.
You should know that, you hairy apes. But hopefully soon, everything will be back to normal, and we'll get back in there and get all this unwanted hair ripped out by the roots. So in the meantime, please excuse that some of us will look like werewolves during a full moon. Thank you.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh, man. Being stuck in quarantine is giving me anxiety.
Then ask your doctor about Tiger King.
Tiger King? Is that a drug?
No, it's a totally messed up Netflix documentary.
How will that help?
Tiger King is clinically proven to make you forget about the pandemic and focus on a gun-slinging homosexual redneck from Oklahoma with a meth addiction and 180 pet tigers.
Well, that doesn't sound real.
Oh, it is. It's a 7-dose prescription that will make you forget everything bad in your own life.
Those tigers are pretty cute, but also kind of scary.
Not as scary as Joe Exotic, who can make you one of his polygamist husbands.
Oh, but I'm not...
Doesn't matter. He can also hire you to kill someone.
I think I'm already forgetting about the coronavirus.
Then pick up a crack pipe and watch Tiger King. Side effects may include growing a mullet, buying an AK-47, and exploiting dangerous animals.
Time.
It is time.
Time for...
Stupid.
News.
News.
What news?
Stupid.
News.
Let's go. All right, we're going to start Stupid News with a survey.
Our survey said...
When asked the dumbest product you immediately hoarded...
Dumbest product.
When the panic buying first started. What do you think it might have been?
I don't know. Everybody went crazy with toilet paper, but I don't know. What was the dumbest?
8 giant bottles of ketchup. This is an individual thing. These people ask, what's the one thing?
Ketchup.
That was number one. Number two, and this reminds me of Florida, because when I first moved there, and they were, because they had not had a hurricane in many, many years. And they were, of course, joking about how many cans of Dinty Moore beef stew they had in their pantries that were probably 10 years old. Since the last care, but number two on this list, a ton of Chef Boyardee, even though they hadn't eaten it since the 90s.
Uh-huh.
Way too many eggs came in third place. I don't know if they expected this thing to wipe out the chicken population or what.
Well, after the eggs you just acquired for me and the eggs I have at home, I'm
kind of... And you paid too much. I got those at Food Outlet, not at Nordstrom's.
Their eggs are really good.
Yeah, gold plated. You almost hate to crack them open.
I walked into one of those stores when I was in Seattle because I was looking for a business card holder, and holy cow.
Fortunately, I had a couple of Nordstrom lame ass stories to tell, but both of them occurred at a time when money is no object.
Good God.
3 tubs of hummus. Don't you think about that, right? Oh, my God. You know, you think about the guy with the gloves and soap and him running out.
Gotta have my hummus.
Gotta have my hummus, hummus, hummus.
Gotta have my 3 tubs of hummus.
Gotta get the hummus and chips.
And the weird part about this is that the person that posted this answer said that, well, we don't, nobody in the family eats it. It's a good time.
That's why we got so much of it, yeah.
When you have...
It's like I picked the wrong week to quit drinking.
It's like you picked the wrong time to start hummus.
Wouldn't you have hummus if there was a game on somewhere and there's no game on anymore, right?
Not yet. Nothing that I know of. That's why I've heard them. It's not necessarily for public knowledge, but the people that discuss this, I know they have the connections, that baseball is considering neutral sites or areas where they have stadiums that are in non-hotspot areas where the risk is minimal.
To maybe get a season going?
I did not go through those timelines yesterday from the experts, right? The experts have been wrong about so much already. I want to see what is your credential to be called an expert? But some of them, you know, a year and a half, get out of here. Forget it. That's just not going to happen. That is not humanly possible to stay housebound for that long. Also on the list of ton of quinoa, even though they hate it, a case of Spam.
No, Spam's useful, but, you know, like you said, with the hurricane people, they're going to be in there for years.
My dad bought a case of it when I was 12, and I still have some. An uncomfortable amount of pistachios. Of course, if you get the pre-shelled pistachios, those are easy. Dozens of boxes of condoms for some reason. I think a lot of people bought those thinking protection. 32 mini packets of yeast to make bread, even though they've never made bread. They know it requires yeast, and they thought, well, maybe that's the yeast I should do.
The yeast I should do. Yeah.
And 4 years worth of mayonnaise. Well, 4 years. Check the expiration date on that stuff. Let's see what Mike would like to discuss with us at 8:13. Good morning.
Hey, Mike. You there?
Hello.
Hi. Yes.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, you know.
You know.
Yeah, I know, I know. Listen, I want to say something about this coronavirus deal.
Okay.
I am 65 years old, and I take insulin because I'm diabetic. And back at the very first of February, I started getting sick. And I started showing the symptoms that they are talking about.
Mm-hmm. So did several of us here, by the way.
Say again?
Same timeline. A bunch of us here got very sick at the 1st of February.
Yeah, that's before they started talking about it.
No, No, it was a known thing. It just hadn't become the pandemic yet. It was discussed.
Yeah.
I mean, the president issued the China travel restriction order while they were busy impeaching him, because that was more important, on January 29th. So, yeah, it was being discussed.
Yeah, all right, so here's what I did. I whipped it into a Primed back at the 1st of February and told the doctor that I had the flu. I said, can you give me a shot to knock it out? He said, well, let me check you first. So he checked me, and he said, yeah, you got the flu, you got a sinus infection, you got chest congestion and all that. So he gave me a shot in my rear end and then gave me some antibiotic pills and then some cough syrup for the congestion. It was all prescription.
Yeah.
And in about 3.5 weeks, it was all gone.
That's about how long it took to I was at the same clinic you went to. Two consecutive Saturdays, and I finally went to my regular doctor. And everybody called it the crud, because so many people had it, they didn't have a name for it. It wasn't...
Right.
You know, it looked like pneumonia in some cases. Nobody said I had the flu, because I never ran a temperature. But, man, it just knocked the crap out of me for a couple of weeks. Thanks for the call, Mike. Appreciate it. At 8:15, I'm going to give Jay the floor here to tell you... He's going to get you your appetite in gear...
Ooh.
So you'll want to win a $10 certificate to the Seafood Bistro.
Okay.
When we do our conundrum.
Well, where do you suggest we should eat?
I would say the Seafood Bistro. That is my suggestion.
Yeah. Is that the place that's owned by our friend Paul?
No! Yes, that is. And you can enjoy fantastic food from the Seafood Bistro today, if you'd like to. They open up at 11 a.m., and that is today and every day. Plus, they are at 1651 Perry Hill Road. They will do the curbside pickup. They will do the delivery if you want to do that. You can order through DoorDash, Waiter, Grubhub, Uber Eats, any of those. They'll have it delivered. They have now introduced new family meal deals. These are massive amounts of their food, like a half gallon of jambalaya. half gallon of red beans and rice, half gallon of the gumbo, 9-pound shrimp boil bag, bacon shrimp and grits in a massive amount, regular shrimp and grits in a massive amount as well, butterfly shrimp, chicken tenders, the mahi-mahi, the whitefish, 24 wings. They're huge family meal deals that you can find. Go to their Facebook page to see those. You can also go online to The Seafood Bistro, and you can put in your order there. They've got curbside pickup. You can walk in and take it out as well. But you just can't eat in the store, but you can walk in and pick it up. They'll bring it out to your car, though, which is what they prefer to do. So use one of the designated spaces there. Pull into that. Call in. Say, I'm sitting at space number 612, whatever. They'll bring it out to your car, and you don't even have to get out. So all very, very convenient for you. It is The Seafood Bistro. Find them online, theseafoodbistro.com, and don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
You want to do a quick update on where this weather is at the moment as it makes its way towards the area?
Yeah, and let me switch screens here and look at the radar. And we're looking at, well, there already have been showers here in central Alabama. This is out ahead of the main band. So some of you have already had some downpours this morning. And I see some around Tallahassee right now. And then some more coming into Lowndes and Autauga County. But then you get into the main line, and I see some showers and thunderstorms that have become severe up in the Birmingham and Shelby County area, where they have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for several counties, including Jefferson County. And then some severe thunderstorm warnings in southwest Alabama, including Wilcox County. So all of this is going to be translating eastward as we go through the morning hours, and the Storm Prediction Center is considering a weather watch right now. It's not a definite, but it would be a tornado watch if they issue one. But right now, just warnings, and there are no tornado warnings at the moment.
Now, you know, one thing I have not learned well.
Issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Talladega County, northeastern Chilton County, Shelby County, southwestern St. Clair County, northwestern Coosa County, until 9 a.m. Central Daylight Time. At 8:17 a.m. Central Daylight Time, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from Vestavia Hills to Shelby County Airport to near Ashby, moving east at 70 miles per hour. Hazard, 60 miles per hour wind gusts. Source, radar indicated. Impact, expect damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted include Pelham, Talladega, Sylacauga, Bell City, Calera, Chelsea, Childersburg, Columbiana, Jemison, Wilsonville, Talladega Springs, Stewartville, Weogufka, Indian Springs Village, Vincent, Harpersville, Westover, Alpine Bay Resort, Strickland Crossroads, and Bentleyville. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 9 a.m. Central Daylight Time for the following counties in Alabama, Chilton, and Coosa.
United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic, still a little bit of congestion on the boulevard at the major intersections, I-65 and 85, looking good. Moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. 31s are thinning out just a little bit. Just not a lot going on in traffic this morning. No accidents to tell you about at this time, but we will keep an eye on traffic throughout the day for you here at Montgomery Skywatch. Well, at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, you can avoid the crowds. Tell them what you want, and they'll bring the vehicle to you for your own private test drive. Call Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They'll do the rest. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V Guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Okay.
I know what it is.
Hello.
Everybody is doing this.
Oh, my God.
They said the coronavirus is coming.
So they're all worried about that.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're hiding under their bed in advance of this weather coming through. 272-92. I think the reason we don't have a call is because I didn't give the number in Spanish, and I completely eliminate that segment of our listenership.
Dos
siete, dos nueve, dos ocho.
Very good.
That should turn the trick. Yeah. Dos siete, dos nueve, dos ocho, 272-9228.
Que tiene usted?
muy bien, bienvenidos.
I think I asked you.
We had an emergency.
Que hora es? That's what time is it?
Yeah, que hora es? Yeah, Mrs. Palermo, my little flat-faced Spanish teacher.
¿Cómo se llama?
And el accidente de Enrique. We just had a weather alert
from
cut us off the air.
Nicaragua?
No, from Montgomery. And
EAS kicked in.
So okay. Maybe that's why nobody got the number. Thank you, LaDotta Brooks. 272-9228 again. 1 in 3 women, 1 in 4 men say they do this every day or most days.
Looking back, watching our kids and grandkids at play creates awesome memories, some better than others. I must admit, I don't much care to watch them play video games or tweet on smartphones. Way too much of that today. Hi, this is Terry with Weedman Lawn Care. Wouldn't the image of our children playing be better if it was them playing hide-and-seek, the baseball games of pickle and 500, or badminton, Red Rover, or croquet? These games only need your kids' involvement and a great lawn for the play space. At Weedman, we can help with both. Go to WeedmanUSA.com to obtain a quote on having us turn your lawn into where children's memories are made. We'll also send you a list of great games and descriptions for them to play. They'll sure get a lot more exercise than just moving their thumbs on a keyboard. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today to begin making more great family memories on your lawn. We use only golf course quality timed release granular fertilizers. And Weedman is recommended over competitors by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and many of your friends and neighbors. Go to WeedmanUSA.com, where memories are made and promises are kept.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Coming. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Are we on?
Okay. It's time for our favorite show.
Good morning.
We are back.
We are back, baby.
We are back.
Don't gasp.
You're about to call in sick.
I'm not sick.
Just working from home today.
Yeah, you and everybody else.
Yeah, but I'm doing it.
But make it.
Showtime.
824, by the way, Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto, doing half off to all first responders and frontline personnel during the COVID crisis. That includes all emergency workers, medical workers. And on the front lines, are you kidding? I know from personal experience what the grocery folks have been going through. And if your car needs service, they want to do it for you at the best possible price. Half off is a darn good price. That might even be at a loss for all. It's 8:24, and our first contestant on the conundrum is Chris. How you doing, Chris?
Hey, man, doing great. How about clean their ears?
You did say ears. Cleaning ears. No, that's not it. It's a good
right.
It's probably
thank
recommended.
God.
But that's not the answer we need. Now that we've cleared the call board, day 25, 272-9228, $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. And like Jay explained, they got it all set up. You can call ahead, park in the appropriate numbered space, and they will bring it to you. Great food. We're doing our best to help our great local restaurants continue doing business so that when we get to the other side of this thing, whether it's April 17th or later than that, we're not looking at a lot of closed forever kind of signs. So that's another reason your team spirit should be causing you to think of something. Do we need to give a better hint? 1 in 3 women, 1 in 4 men say they do this every day. Sometimes I look at mine but don't touch. Well, that could lead you down a different avenue.
I wish I did more of this.
Me too. A lot more of this.
Yes.
You guys just aren't going to the right website.
But it's that women do it more often than men. 272-9228 is our number. You do not have to dial a 900 area code to get it.
Well, you do if you want to talk to me.
Well, yes.
Have you seen in the middle of the night
because we're up in the middle of the night. A lot more of those 900 commercials on now.
Yes.
During this crisis.
It's amazing I really feel sorry for anybody that's got to call one of those party lines. Oh, my God.
Used to be a huge thing, man. Used to be a huge thing.
That must be the area code for the Village of the Damned. It's just... Oh, my God. Somebody shocked
us. Jump into action.
Just when I was going to tell you the latest awful news.
Brett?
You can go ahead and line those up, Jake. There'll be no radio until we have some participants. Now all the lines are lit. What did I do?
I don't know.
What did I do differently that suddenly they're all lit?
Pour it on the charm, I guess.
News Talk, who's this?
That's me.
Yeah.
This is Brent.
Brent.
Hey. Brent.
Hey, Brent.
You know, yeah. Speaking of cleaning ears, I'm going to make Jay and Rosie part of that daily routine. Because I get a lot of wrong ones. So what do you think? What is this activity?
Well, I'm going to say it's going to be cleaning the house.
Oh, boy.
Cleaning the house.
I wish I did more than that.
It's a good guess. It's just not the one we need. But thank you for getting us restarted.
Thanks for calling.
And we mean that with all our heart. Smoking Otis.
News Talk. Who's this?
Hey, let me stay with the theme of cleaning a body part. Let's say you're okay,
no.
Well, that's all that.
In fact, we can rule out cleaning.
Yeah, of any kind.
We can rule out cleaning completely.
Right. Yeah. It's,
yep.
Oh, boy. That makes it a little bit more difficult.
Okay.
Now, my look but don't touch will have great relevance when we get you the winning answer on this one. But thanks for trying, Otis.
Okay.
We appreciate it. 272-9228. Bill.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Hey, how are ya?
Great. How are y'all this morning?
Good. What is this thing? 1 in 3 women do it every day or most days. 1 in 4 men every day or most days. I tend to look but not touch.
I wish I did.
Yeah, I wish I did it every day.
It's a classic kind of thing.
Yeah.
So what do you think it is?
I'm going to say tweeze their eyebrows.
Oh, no.
It's not that.
Nope.
It's something should be more fun than tweezing eyebrows.
Yeah.
But thank you for trying, Bill. We appreciate it. You know, I may as well admit it. I've had a wild hair that has grown right between my eyebrows. Just one.
Right.
And if I show up in South Florida and Janelle and her mother together, they argue over who gets to pull it out. Because that's what women notice. They notice. I don't see it.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things guys don't tune into that
women do. Yeah. And that's why we all hate each other. Here's John.
Hi, John.
Hey, good morning.
So,
we take the best guess to clean, but how about something different? Dump all their old email stuff out.
Oh, clean up the email folder.
Oh,
that's a good
boy.
Guess. It's just not the one we need on this
I
one.
I only have 5 million to delete.
Thank you, John. Thanks. We appreciate it. William B.
Hey, good morning. I've been out of the truck, kind of busy there. What was the question one more time? It was 1 in 3.
1 in 3 women, 1 in 4 men do this every day or most days. We think it's a good thing to do. Rich and I both wish we did.
Wish
more
we did
often.
More of it.
Jay has been like the Sphinx. He hasn't said anything about his personal habits yet.
Okay. Well, I don't know if this has been guessed or not. How about read the Bible?
You know what? He cannot be fussy at this time because he said the key word.
Yeah, we needed read a book, but we'll take read
the Bible's
a Bible.
A book.
Bible's a book, and we'll take that.
Yeah,
that's what we needed. Yeah. So I've got all these great books on my shelf.
Me
Civil
too.
Civil War and all kinds of stuff and Abraham Lincoln.
I have a double stack of books that have been gifted to me that I'm really eager to get into.
I want to.
Pearl Harbor to the 50s Yankees, and I haven't opened one of them. I'm ashamed.
Do you still have that one I gave? I gave both of y'all a copy of that a couple of years ago, 1863, I believe it was. It was at Gettysburg.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of anything about the Civil War and Gettysburg especially. Yeah.
Yeah, the letters from
right.
the soldiers. That,
yeah,
that's
yep.
pretty good stuff,
man.
It's heartbreaking, actually, when you read some of those.
Yep.
Yeah.
William B. Hold on. Jay needs some information from you now as the weather gets closer.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, they don't want you to worry and be home alone. They have a team to move you to Caravita Village at their cost. Just do not be alone. Call today to discuss your options. Go to CaravitaVillage.com.
All right, it appears to me the timeline is a little faster now. We have a northeast southwest line of storms, in other words, from northeast Alabama through Childersburg, Sylacauga, Jemison, now Maplesville, Marion, Uniontown, into southwest Alabama. And along that, there are several counties clustered just east and southeast of Birmingham that are under warnings. And there are several counties in southwest Alabama that are under severe thunderstorm warnings. No watch right now, but it looks like this line of storms is ahead of schedule. And we'll be moving through this morning. And by early this afternoon, in fact, by lunchtime, I would say the line is out of the state, especially based on this accelerated action that we're seeing this morning. Some of you could go under a warning. If you have our weather app, you might hear my voice say you are now under a severe thunderstorm warning for your area. It knows where you live. All you have to do is go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. Plus, we will be live streaming here in just a little while with the radar up, and occasionally I'll be coming on, and we'll be interrupting on the radio as needed as this line moves through the area. So showers and thunderstorms, some of which could produce some damaging wind gusts. Can't rule out some tornadoes. And then today's high, well, we'll probably fail to reach the projected high of 77 because of the clouds and showers already. But breezy, much cooler tonight, low 46. Tomorrow, high in the upper 60s to around 70. That sounds cool, but that's not too far from normal for this time of year. The normal high is 72. So a big change, breezy, sunshine, then mid-40s on Thursday morning, back to the 70s on Friday and Saturday. Right now, as we await the rain, it's 64 degrees, and some of you have already had some rain. There's another shower coming in just west of Montgomery right now, and it's raining in parts of the Prattville-Millbrook area here at 8:34.
Morning Maroon nominees coming up. They are plentiful, and they're all the little high profile as well. That's ahead. Let's see how the roads are doing.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, things are looking pretty good right now. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Little congestion around the boulevard, but not a lot. East Boulevard at I-85, Troy Highway, and the East-South Boulevard intersection, that's about it. Please use caution and drive carefully. We have no accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. Invisible Fence is following all recommendations to sanitize and to keep you and your pets safe. Everything is wiped down. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585, keeping you and your pet safe. Invisible Fence. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Montgomery County EMA says that a person who tested positive for COVID-19 has died. Now an investigation is underway to determine if COVID-19 was the primary cause of death. Officials say this is the only death investigation pending in Montgomery County right now. Some storm shelters will be closed because of the coronavirus. Autauga County EMA Director Ernie Baggett says as of now, the county's two FEMA-rated storm shelters will not open today. For more information on storm shelters in your area, contact your local EMA. And all Montgomery County facilities will be closed to the public until April 30th. County services will still be available over the phone, online, and by mail. Montgomery County Commission meetings will resume in April over Facebook Live. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Tonight on Dog Thoughts, Norman the Golden Doodle writes a Craigslist ad.
Looking to rehome my humans. This quarantine thing was nice at first, but now it's totally out of hand. These people are interrupting my nap time. Don't they know I don't want them here? And no, I don't want to go for another walk. They are very needy. Must go to a good home. Asking 500 snacks or best offer. Need them gone immediately. This is an emergency. so I can nap peacefully.
Don't miss the next Dog Thoughts with Norman the Golden Doodle tonight.
Hello, Central Alabama. Have you ever seen anything like the chaos and uncertainty surrounding this coronavirus? I know I haven't. This is Al Crosby, president of Crosby Electric, and if you are like me, you really don't quite know what to make of it all. Allow me to share a verse from God's Word that has brought me great comfort over the years. Psalm 46, verse 1 states, God is our protection and our strength. He always helps in times of trouble. Well, friends, no matter what you think about how this virus situation is being handled, I think we can all agree that we are in trouble. And I want to submit to you that we have only one source of supernatural help, of unchangeable hope and peace, and that is the Lord and His Word. Please join me in praying for our city and our country and all the medical workers and first responders who are putting themselves in harm's way for us. I truly believe our best days are ahead. God bless you and be safe.
Hey, it's Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry. And in consideration of the governor's orders, we are remaining open, but we have our doors closed to the public. So it's going to be called Drive Up Diamonds. Yes, we're going to have a drive up service where you can pick up your repairs, pick up gifts, design things, sell your gold, trade your gold, anything you like to do, we will do as a drive up, or we will deliver or pick up from your residence or businesses if that's the case. So please visit us. Margaret's is staying open. We're open every day, but we cannot let you into the doors. Come see us.
With a Marcus by Goldman Sachs, no penalty CD. There's a typo, a fixed rate guaranteed and no penalties if you withdraw your balance early?
That's right, no penalties.
Really?
Take two.
With a Marcus by Goldman Sachs, no penalty CD, you get a fixed rate of 1.7% for 7 months. There are no penalties if you withdraw your balance early. And you keep the interest you earned. You can money with Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Learn more at Marcus.com.
$500 minimum balance required to earn stated annual percentage yield, which may change before account is funded. May withdraw full balance beginning 7 days after funding. Rates as of March 20th, 2020. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When it comes to Corona Tune.
And number one.
Still in the top spot after a couple of weeks, Rich.
I love this one.
Stacks and Stacks of Hot Wax on the radio.
Stuck at home for several weeks. Pet the cat. Watch TV. I'm so bored out of my mind. Never had this much free time. When will there be a vaccine? This social distance is killing me. I'm so stir crazy. Ooh, ooh. I need some help. Ooh, ooh. It drives me crazy. I've quarantined myself. Ooh, ooh. I'm so stir crazy. Ooh,
Service in Birmingham has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Talladega County, southeastern Shelby County, south central St. Clair County, northwestern Tallapoosa County, northern Coosa County, Clay County, until 9:30 a.m. Central Daylight Time. At 8:37 a.m. Central Daylight Time, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from Coosa Island to near Sylacauga to near Lay Lake Dam, moving east at 60 miles per hour. Hazard, 60 miles per hour wind gusts. Source, radar indicated. Impact, expect damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted include Talladega, Alexander City, Sylacauga, Childersburg, Lineville, Ashland, Goodwater, Kelly Tun, Talladega Springs, Stewartville, Weogufka, Vincent, Harpersville, New Site, Waldo, Goldville, Alpine Bay Resort, Bradford, Strickland Crossroads, and Hatchet. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 9:30 a.m. Central Daylight Time for the following counties in Alabama, Coosa, and Tallapoosa.
All right, Tallapoosa County. All right, let's bring in former Secretary of State, current Ayatollah to Iran.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
Jean Cadet. In America, you do have a right to be stupid. Elsewhere, too, we present for your consideration our Morning Room nominees. The dumbest of the dumb. It's amazing. I mean, the media is supposed to be tough with all our politicians and hold them accountable. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, stepping over the line for abusive purposes or political purposes, that's not the media's job. So I'm wondering why the media has yet to ask Nancy Pelosi. I just read this story yesterday, and she could be our winner 2 days in a row. In late February, and this was known, I mean, the president mentioned it. I mean, they were, you know, while he was being impeached over a hoax, when he announced the first China travel ban, oh, you're a xenophobe and a racist, because that's their answer to everything. Yeah, it was known. And in February, where's the this thing coming from, by the way? China. And I will post the link. In late February, Nancy Pelosi encouraged large groups to congregate in Chinatown. And so far, that little turd Acosta from CNN, none of these expert Bubba Mises or Talking Heads have said, would you like a do-over on that one, Nancy? So maybe it's a little bit delayed, but the story's just coming out, like it usually does about 2 months after it happened. Second nominee. A Canadian movie company. We don't know who's streaming it yet, but there's a new movie out called Corona. Yeah. It's not about this pandemic. As we know, COVID, the term, it's been around for a long time. It's on your Lysol can. It's been known for some time. This particular mutation is different. It is a so-called Chinese virus, and the director says it was inspired by the stories he heard about Chinese tourists being attacked. They filmed it last month before this thing went worldwide epidemic or pandemic. The thriller uses the coronavirus as a symbol to explore fear and racism among apartment tenants that get trapped in an elevator together at the first stages of the COVID-19 crisis. So on top of being poorly timed, we got to get the politically correct crap in there. So they're nominee number two.
All right.
And kind of smile at this one. Nobody else got hurt. 51-year-old guy from Lakewood, Washington, got into a high-speed chase with police Sunday in his 1996 Buick. As the police were chasing him, they realized he wasn't driving. It was his pit bull behind the wheel. The car was going over 100 miles per hour, and the guy wound up hitting two other vehicles before the cops stopped him with spike strips, just like in the movies, like the Sheets of San Francisco. The guy told the cops he was teaching the dog how to drive, so the pit bull was in the driver's seat when the guy handed the wheel and gas pedal.
Well, that's understandable.
For some reason, police did not believe him. Charged with DUI. He also got nailed for reckless driving, hit and run, and felony eluding. The dog is not facing any charges on this one. So who do you like? I mean, it's kind of a...
I know that you got Pelosi, you got the movie Corona, and you got that this guy with his letting his dog. I got to go with the dog.
That's where I was leaning to. Yeah. The dog drive.
Actually, I was kind of desperate for candidates because, believe it or not, a lot of stupidity is sort of
slowed down.
It's been quarantined, so we're not getting too many of those kind of stories. So I'll go with you guys on that.
What an imbecile! What an ultra maroon!
Blaming it on your dog. Who the heck blames anything on their dog? It's 8:45.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment, and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all summer. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
All
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, things are looking pretty good right now. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Little congestion around the boulevard, but not a lot. East Boulevard at I-85, Troy Highway, and the East-South Boulevard intersection, that's about it. Please use caution and drive carefully. We have no accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. Invisible Fence is following all recommendations to sanitize and to keep you and your pets safe. Everything is wiped down. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. Keeping you and your pet safe, Invisible Fence. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Jenny King, the king of clean.
Hi, this is Chance Inman, President and COO of Jenny King Golf Coast, with some ways to protect yourself and those around you from the coronavirus. Wash your hands often and thoroughly. Cover coughs and sneezes with your elbow. Disinfect high-touch surfaces regularly. Use non-contact methods for greeting others and avoid touching your face. Following these steps, as well as social distancing, should help all of us stay healthy. Please stay safe and keep it clean out there.
Jenny King, the king of clean.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Our great nation will beat COVID-19 by staying in our houses, watching a lot of TV. But there ain't no baseball, no March Madness, and the news is terrifying, so we watch Netflix. 'Cause I saw the tiger king and I'm a fan. If it weren't for Corona, probably wouldn't give a damn. This thing's like a train wreck going in slow-mo. There's a lot of bad haircuts and everybody smokes. Each one of them's a dirtbag. There's no one to root for. Anyone watch it if we could go outdoors? Yeah, I saw the tiger king on my TV, but I'd gladly trade it to not be in quarantine.
I'm getting closer to having to check this out for business. As soon as Steve Durow tells me it's tax deductible, I will re-sign my Netflix so I can watch this thing.
Oh, you got to check it out. Oh, my God. It's
our job
it's
is to
addicting.
Be topical.
It is highly addicting.
Watching the red line move in our direction that's been out to the west of us all morning, some showers and storms ahead of it.
I would say that it's ahead of its anticipated timeline. We were thinking,
You know, like for instance, we were thinking Montgomery maybe 10 or 11-ish, but we're certainly, it looks like, yeah, you know, it's still going to be 10 or 11-ish, but anyway, it looks a little faster than we thought.
Coming up with Joey Clark at 9 o'clock, have you gotten sexually adventurous since the quarantine? That and more stories. No, that's...
Yes, can Joey?
Since the curfew, no.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. You're so young that staying out past 10, that's your thing. That's antithetical.
Well, just as I told somebody, sometimes people who are together aren't actually together, living together.
So, right.
You know.
Yeah.
Schedules don't allow until after 10.
Yeah, so. That's what I hear. Yeah. It's actually a story. It's a survey from YouGov.com.
YouGov, okay.
YouGov.
I thought you were going to say something
else. Something like that. Hey, we can get a first account update on the weather from Eddie at Prattville Farm Center. Hey, Eddie.
Good morning. How you doing?
We're all right. How are you, man?
Well, we doing fine. Just hanging in there. Been busy, but we're hanging in.
That's good. You're doing curbside service and everything.
We are. We're doing things a little different. We're not doing any inside sales now. We're asking folks to pull to the side, and we're going to load them from the side and retrieve what they need from the front. And, you know, if anybody wants to call ahead and give us an order, we'll have it all ready for them. So we're just trying to do things a little different.
Well, that's, I mean, you guys are very adaptable there. What's the weather like?
It is coming to flood right now.
New tornado watch till 3 o'clock.
Yeah, it just started since I got on the phone with you. The bottom fell out.
Wow. Okay, so is that close? And the tornado watch covers?
I'm looking now. It just came out, so I don't have the... I know it includes places like Dallas, Pike, Bullock, and so we would assume Montgomery would be included as well, but I don't have the outline area yet, so stand by.
No, we should all be weather aware whether we have a watch or warning right now or not. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but you had mentioned the bottom kind of fell out there, and you're on Highway 31.
Yeah, it did. Like I said, just all of a sudden it started, so the rain is here.
All right, here's Autauga, Barber, Bullock, Chambers, Clay, Coosa, Dallas, Elmore, Lee, Lowndes, Macon, Montgomery, Pike, Randolph. New tornado watch till 3 p.m.
All right, thank you. We got that on immediately. Eddie, what are some of the things people in need can get from Prattville Farm Center? There's, of course, dog food, pet supplies, dog treats, seed, whatever it is.
Yeah, we're selling a lot of plants now.
Oh,
gardens,
yeah.
Time to get those gardens. Like I said, we got a lot of plants going out. We happen to have a little horse hay in right now. Don't know how long it'll last, but we got a few horse hay in stock, so we're ready for that.
You got the hot chicks?
Well, I'll have some hot chicks Thursday, I hope.
You know what? There was a story yesterday that said the sale of live chickens has gone up incredibly.
It has. I called and added to my order. Last week, we got them in on Wednesday afternoon. I was out of chickens before Thursday afternoon. So I called this week and I upped my order some so maybe we can take care of this increased demand.
Well, Prattville Farm Center, let's give your number.
It is 334-365-5400.
You got a great Facebook page. And again, they're doing curbside. People pull in front or to the side of the building?
Pull around to the side. And if you will, we ask them to remain in the vehicle. We'll approach them.
Okay. And they're just terrific folks. They'll do everything they can to accommodate you. And give that location, Eddie.
We are at 1154 South Memorial Drive, which is known as Highway 31, just below McDonald's, down on the right.
We appreciate you. Say hi to Tammy and Randy for me, okay?
I sure will. Y'all have a good day.
Take care. There's a good guy. It's 854. We'll be right back.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned and Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbor's yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292 and do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn Concrete.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home, that's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Everybody is kung flu fighting. Coronavirus is so frightening. Drove down to Walgreens like lightning. In a time of Purell, I'm lying.
But don't be scared.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by... Go, you know the thing.
How dare you?
Yeah. Take the thing in vain. I can ask Rich Thomas a question here real quick. First of all, we're experiencing severe weather coming through the area.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the county, you want to know why? That when people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
What's it like, though, in the middle of all this, to look at your phone and see your name come up giving you yourself my an emergency announcement?
I just heard my voice.
Does that ever... Yeah, I mean, that's kind of weird.
That is weird.
When you see that.
Yeah. So, I mean, I was looked up and saw me on the TV the last night. So, that is weird. So, we have a tornado watch till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I'm going to be talking to Joey in just a second, but I'm going to be switching locations to the Blue Water Weather Center. We've got a live stream up right now of the radar. And occasionally you'll hear my voice come up on the speaker. In other words, we're multitasking, and occasionally I'll be talking to you and commenting on the radar and the warnings coming in. And, of course, we'll interrupt on the radio as needed, especially for if there's any tornado warnings.
Get the Rich Thomas weather app on your phone. You know, you have warned me about weather in Georgia, in North Carolina, and several times in South Florida. Uh-huh. I just wish you had a South Florida people warning, because some of them are just...
Because the app knows where you are. Right?
Yeah, it's really cool.
How you doing?
Well, I'm doing good.
I strangely woke up in a good mood this morning. I don't know why. I think it's... I got plenty of sleep. I went to bed early, so...
I have been expressing frustration, as you probably know, with people like Acosta and others.
Oh,
who have been,
sure. Sure.
What an a-hole. I mean, honestly,
I thought Trump actually handled them pretty damn well yesterday.
He's kept a very even tone.
Right.
I don't know how he does. I don't know how he does it, because he knows they're not there for information. They're there to... And the timing on this, I put a story I came across on Yahoo, which is not necessarily a right-wing website, about some people that were arrested at customs in Detroit carrying antibodies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I've been suspicious about this. The impeachment ends. What comes next?
Right.
A pandemic.
Well, and I did the math. I actually went to dinner with the boss. That's actually when I took my new profile pic on Facebook.
Oh.
And it made me think about it. That was February the 5th. The next day, he was sick.